You're listening to Upon Further Review on the Raiders Podcast Network. Here's your host, Eddie Pascal.
Raider Nation, what is going on? A happy official kickoff to the holiday season. Eddie Pascal and producer Trav here in the Beat Laboratory at 1220 Harbor Bay Parkway, following what was a pretty rough Sunday for Silver and Black. It was a rough weekend for Silver and Black Productions. More on that in just a bit. But as we get ready for the holiday, we were thinking, producer Trav and I were in the lab, and we were thinking, what are we going to do for this week? And Trav had a great idea. So we are going to unveil our first Friendsgiving episode of Upon Further Review. This is good timing for multiple reasons. One, well, it's Thanksgiving. And two, since we're hitting the road this weekend, our holiday is going to be short, but that's okay. Because when you have friends like we do, who needs family? I don't know if I would trademark that. That seems like a pretty downshot at family and Thanksgiving. But nevertheless, in just a little bit, we're going to welcome in the great KMM, per usual, and social czar Matt Walks. He will make his probably fourth cameo of the year. He was good enough to bless us with a few minutes. But before we get to all that, unfortunately, there is some business to handle, as there always is. So we begin, as we always do, transactions. And just one transaction this week, but a pretty significant one, if I do say so myself. Rico Gafford, Raiders legend Rico Gafford, is up. He's been elevated to the 53-man roster, and in a corresponding move, Eric Magnuson, who was essentially our emergency center for a few weeks while Rod Hudson was getting back to where he needed to be, if you guys will remember, is no longer with the team. Now, why is Rico up? Well, because from everything that we've heard, Hunter Renfrow is down. He is injured here. He did injure his ribs, I should say, during Sunday's 34-3. Ooh, that stings to even say out loud. The 34-3 loss to the New York Jets. He hurt his ribs. And from everything that Coach Gruden has said and everything that we have heard, it's going to be a while for Hunter. He has not officially been put on injured reserve just yet, so perhaps there's a chance that we see him down the home stretch, but it certainly will not be this Sunday in Kansas City, and I would be shocked if it was the following Sunday when we come home and take on the Tennessee Titans. So to step up, to fill his spot on the roster, Rico Gafford has been promoted as a wide receiver. I think that's important to declare. He is not playing defensive back at the moment, although it would be pretty interesting, and this might be a question for producer Steve now that he has access to all these incredible stats. The last time we had a player play wide receiver and defensive back and record stats in the same game. So maybe we'll do that. We'll have Stevie look that up. But before we move on to the Chiefs and we bring the boys in, rough Sunday. Rough, rough Sunday for the Silver and Black. As I said, a 34-3 loss in a game that started off pretty okay. You get 3 points on that opening possession. You're feeling great. Well, I would say you're feeling great. You're feeling good, not great. And from there, it just went downhill in a hurry. 34 straight for Sam Darnold and the J-E-T-S Jets, Jets, Jets. Darnold's final line, 20 of 29, 315 and a pair of tutties. That is rough. They got the run game rocking as well. It was just not a good afternoon for the Raiders. And speaking of the Raiders on the offensive side of the football, we knew going into Sunday the Jets were the best team in the NFL at stopping the run. We fully anticipated this to be a sloppy, grinded out, established the tone at the line of scrimmage game. And unfortunately, the Jets were just better at that. Josh Jacobs held to a season low 34 rushing yards. In total, the collective of the running backs, 68 rushing yards, not nice. It was 1 yard away from being kind of nice, but no, definitely not nice. And Derek Carr gets pulled in the third quarter. And I hate to even say that he got pulled. I should say he was replaced by Mike Glennon. At that point, if you're Coach John Gruden, you're looking at the score, you're looking at the situation, and you don't need your franchise quarterback out there. And there were a couple people in the media who were trying to make a big deal out of Derek being taken out of the game. I'm not going to name names. That's not my game. But come on, guys. He didn't get pulled. Like, let's be realistic here. You're down 30 points. You're not going to win this game. He doesn't need to be out there. So he gets taken out. Mike G comes in. Mike G goes 4 for 7 for 20 yards. And Derek's final line, when all was said and done for him, 15 of 27, 127 yards, and a pick six. So, not great for anyone. Really just a beating across the board. The Silver and Black went to New York, and the Big Apple defeated them squarely. We were defeated. There were no winners this weekend in New York City, except the J-E-T-S, Jets, 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 and Fireman Ed, who apparently gets shown on the big screen at MetLife Stadium more than any Jets player. Any timeout, any stoppage in play, they have Fireman Ed up there. I hope he owns stock in the team or something. I hope that they're using, like, he's making money off of his likeness, because the man is shown more than Sam Darnold, more than Adam Gase, more than Le'Veon Bell. No, it's all Fireman Ed. So, whatever. It's my two cents on that. But now, big game. Big. Really kind of impossible to overstate how important Sunday's game at Arrowhead Stadium is for the 2019 Oakland Raiders. You're 6-5. You lost. Well, you lost in a pretty bad way. And now the big bad Kansas City Chiefs are welcoming you to their dojo. Andy Reid is coming off the bye. We all know how good he is coming off the bye. Pat Mahomes has had 2 weeks now to get healthy. That offense is geared up. They got a lot of players back. Everyone's feeling good in the state of Missouri. It's a big game. It's a big game for the Raiders. Officially closing the third quarter of 2019, I should say. So things are going to be spicy at Arrowhead Stadium. Things are going to get spicy in here now as we break down, as we get ready to kick off our Friendsgiving. As I said, we welcome in our senior esports correspondent, our junior draft analyst, and our resident Southern California expert, KMM, and our social czar, the Beanie Boy himself, MG Walks. Gentlemen, I'm so pleased to proverbially break bread with you in this beautiful podcast studio.
I hope you guys like green bean casserole, because I brought enough for everyone.
Mm. Are you guys sweet potato pie fans?
No.
Doesn't do it for you?
Just never really had it growing up.
T-Bone?
I've ever had it.
Yeah, the yams and marshmallow. What a combination.
Also, RIP to ASAP Yams, who left us. But anyways.
Marshmallow is still with us, though.
Yeah, yes. Marshmallow is still with us.
So, Woxy, you brought green bean casserole. KMM, what's your offering to this Friendsgiving?
The boring game of the week.
Before we get to the boring game of the week, if you had to bring something of sustenance.
If I had to bring something of sustenance. Well, you know I have an unconventional Thanksgiving tradition in my household where we have fish instead.
No, you don't have fish. You have?
We have halibut.
I think you have Japanese marinated swordfish.
No. Japanese marinated swordfish is just one of my favorite dishes, not to be confused with the Thanksgiving halibut we have yearly.
Why do you guys have fish? Just for the halibut?
That's nice. A great question. I don't even
Swing and a miss. He set you up, and you didn't take it down.
It's an overused fish joke, but I don't know how it started, to be honest with you. I just go along with it because it tastes great.
Okay. Well, anyways, back to the initial question that you've skirted
I'd
for 90
that.
Seconds.
But
you would bring
that,
just a nice cut of halibut.
Yes.
A nice halibut fillet for four.
Yeah. One fillet. That's it. We'll divvy it up.
T-Bone, I know you're a big Thanksgiving guy, so what are you bringing?
I'll go with the stuffing.
Mm.
Not dressing, stuffing.
Stuffing. All right. I like that. I will bring I'm not a big dessert guy. I don't really like sweets all that much, but the one thing that I do buckle my knees for just a little bit is a pumpkin pie. So I'll bring a pumpkin pie. As we've come up with a nice meal. We got some fish.
We have the entree.
Some green beans.
We have some sides. We have some dessert.
Yes. All right, Kyle. Let's get to it. Boring game of the week.
So as everybody knows, usually I like to roast one matchup per week. My playful shot at some.
Is that a Thanksgiving joke?
I don't know. Was that a Thanksgiving joke, Kyle?
It is now.
Okay. All right.
But this week, I want us all to be grateful that we have football to watch. Every game is a good game on Thanksgiving, and we should just partake in the festivities, enjoy some football and some grub. However, if I did have to put in one boring game of the week matchup, I don't want to pick on the same teams. However.
But you're going to do just that.
Yeah. The Green Bay-New York Giants matchup doesn't really...
Is that a Sunday game?
It is a Sunday game.
That's going to be a pass for me.
In New York, at MetLife.
A house of horrors for us.
Yeah. Yeah, originally looking at the slate here, I saw that the Jets and Bengals play each other, And I would have picked that, but after last week,
I'm
not here to say that the Jets are going to be a boring matchup.
So who is our official, your official prediction this week?
The Green Bay Packers and the New York Giants.
There it is, T-Bone. Put the clap track in behind it. Congratulations, Jets. Who's it? Sorry, Giants.
Giants-Packers.
Giants-Packers.
Who needs tryptophan when you have Giants-Packers on TV?
Yeah, I don't know.
Gosh. Well,
it could have been, I mean, an alternative could have been the Panthers-Redskins, but I've thrown the Redskins under the bus what feels like every week.
Yeah.
Don Penn and the Redskins just taking some heat.
Blessings to Don Penn, though, just dominating at left tackle in our nation's capital. So happy Thanksgiving, Donald.
I don't know about dominating.
One thing I would say is when he joined the Raiders, Don brought a pretty special tradition. He founded the I'm not sure what his official name for it was, but essentially
– wasn't it Turkey Time? Isn't that what he called it, Travis?
Yeah.
Turkey Time with the O-line?
Yes, yes. So he and the offensive line would give away turkeys and other related – Thanksgiving culinary foods and gifts and so I don't know exactly how it worked, how you'd have to qualify, but essentially you could just
people in need, right? People that need
right.
a little help out there.
Some
the
military
holidays.
Families.
Okay. And, yeah. They would come to the facility and the offensive line would pass out the turkeys and the food to them, and even though Donald is gone, the tradition that he set remains. I
and
think
then
we
also,
had it last night.
I think still goes on in Tampa from what I've heard.
That's really
and
cool.
And I wonder if he brought it to the Redskins.
That's
sure
a,
he
that's
did.
A, that's a really cool legacy to have.
I was just going to say, that's what his lasting legacy should be, is providing to the good people of the community.
So all jokes aside, happy Thanksgiving to Donald Penn.
Donald Ward Penn. Can we add another clap for that one, Travis? Travis marking it down. Another round of applause sound effects for Donald Ward Penn. Very, very good. Well, gentlemen, we're off to Kansas City. Well, before we go to Kansas City, we have Thanksgiving. We'll touch on Thanksgiving in just a little bit. But this is one of those rare trips. And we haven't had that many this year. I think maybe two or three where the entire squad is going. Everybody is headed to Kansas City. And KMM, you've never been to Kansas City, have you?
In my four seasons with the Silver and Black, this will be my first time descending upon Arrowhead Stadium.
Oh, wow.
Camarohead.
Camarohead?
Yeah. That's what Paul Rudd likes to call
oh,
it.
So I
that's,
see. Oh,
that's
I
what
see.
I call it.
I want to go with you to that Paul Rudd sandwich place.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, the Paul Rudd sandwich place.
Go on.
So on Paul Rudd's meme-filled episode of Hot Ones that is on YouTube, First We Feast, check it out. They don't pay me for that. So Paul Rudd describes his perfect meal, and he says it's this place in Kansas City called Joe's KC. It's a barbecue joint. I think they have a few local chains in Kansas City. And there's a sandwich on the menu called the Z-Man, which I think is on like a Kaiser roll or maybe a pretzel roll, and it is brisket, Joe's Z-Man sauce, provolone cheese, onion rings, and then he says, you know, throw some seasoned fries on the side, maybe a Tank 7, a local beer. He said that's a perfect meal, and so when I go to Kansas City, I want to have one of those.
Yeah. You haven't had this meal before.
I have not had this meal before. I have only heard Paul Rudd, Kansas City native. Not native, I guess he was born in New Jersey, but lived there for most of his life.
Kansas Chiefs City fan. Legend?
Yeah. He's a KC icon. He's unfortunately a Chiefs fan. Mm. But
what a lovely man he is, too. Everything that Paul Rudd ever does, I'm like, I would hang out with Paul Rudd. He seems like a good dude.
Doesn't age either. It's incredible.
Yeah, great. Yeah.
He looks great.
Good skincare regimen. But yeah, I mean, I always tell people, Kansas City is one of those cities that I think is a little underrated. People forget about Kansas City. Now, do I want to live in Kansas City? Oh, certainly not. Certainly not. Definitely 100% no. But for 36 hours, yeah, let's rock and roll, man. They got a good soccer scene, a very good local beer scene. The barbecue, obviously, is otherworldly, so I'm sure we'll get a little local flavor there as well. But it's a good spot, man. It really is. It's a nice, fun 36 hours, I'm in, and I'm back in California kind of time.
You think people from Kansas City, the first thing that they say that they're good for is being a good soccer town?
I bet you it's one of the top five things. No baloney, no malarkey. I can't say the other word since we're trying to get money. But, yeah, I think it's probably top five. Bro, they have the you should see. You've never been to the Sporting KC bar, have you?
I've never been to KC. Because
you've never been to Kansas City. Your eyes will be opened.
Bro, you don't even know.
You don't even know.
That you had a good time there. Every time we've gone there, have you not had a good complex. Time?
Yeah, it's just freezing. It's just super cold every time
but
we go.
But that has nothing to do with the soccer scene. We've been
I don't feel qualified to.
We're gonna give a lot of free pub to the Sporting KC bar. What's it called? I think it's called More Than a Pub, something like that.
I don't remember. I just remember PBR.
We spend there a lot. We spend a lot of time there, which is neither here nor there. But
I don't feel
it's a good
confident
spot.
Commenting on the soccer scene in Kansas City. I haven't been to a game.
Big soccer guy.
I haven't been to an MLS game ever.
Did they play at Arrowhead?
No, they have their own.
But you've been to Kansas City
situation.
Before.
Yes.
When you went to Kansas City.
Yes.
And you went around town,
yes.
And
yes.
You left the town on your flight back. Did you think while you were in your seat, man, I really got the vibe that they care about soccer here?
No, but look, Eddie did take me to the Sporting KC, the bar, so maybe there was a disproportionate sense of soccer going on there. I mean, that was the world we inhabited inside Kansas City. But no, I didn't leave thinking – wow, the beautiful game. It's blossoming in KC.
But weren't they in like the finals or something recently?
Not since we've started going. We watched MLS Cup there a couple
yes,
times.
Yes,
because I remember seeing like a live shot of that whole Power and Light district.
Yes, because they get
people.
Yes, they get very excited because they love the game. They love the beautiful game. So they gather in. It's essentially a town square.
It's a football town, though. Kansas City's a football town.
Listen.
Football. What kind of football?
American football.
Okay, there we go.
Kyle.
And baseball.
I'm going to tweet at the good people of Kansas City. I'm going to ask them to show their pride.
Yeah, the Royals won the World Series a couple years back, didn't they?
Yeah,
they did.
When John Cueto was on the bump.
And Eric Hosmer still there.
Yeah.
Don't need to tell me. I know my
baseball. Yeah, big baseball guy.
Regardless, though, I'm excited that all of us will be there together. We'll get to experience. I think we got, one more road trip where the whole gang's going to be there after this? Unless, schedule permitting, but... You're also going to Denver, right, KMM?
Yeah, I'm excited to freeze my tailbone off.
I've actually had some very interesting experiences in Denver, which we will hold until Denver week. But let's get back to Friendsgiving before we're canceled mid-episode. Which, to be honest, I'm surprised we haven't been canceled just yet. But what are we all doing respectively for Thanksgiving?
Who wants to kick it off?
Mine's pretty boring, so I feel like I could go first. I'm just going up to see the parents, driving up to Petaluma, going to spend 6 hours in traffic, going to eat some turkey, spend 6 more hours in traffic coming back, pack for Kansas City and call it a night. Have a nice glass of red wine and go to sleep.
I met my significant other at a Friendsgiving party.
Really? So that's fun. I love these stories. Tell me a story once.
Well, we had known of each other for a while, but I had a girlfriend at the time. And that's just what happened. Eventually Friendsgiving rolled around and I was single. And so we met and really got to know each other at this Friendsgiving party. Our sleepy trip to Van Nuys meeting over a crowded cheddar biscuit basket.
Was your Friendsgiving at a Sizzler?
No.
Lobster.
No, it was at a mutual friend's house and we hit it off and now, we're still together.
That's beautiful, man.
Yeah,
that's
that was
beautiful.
Years ago?
Yeah. Oh, it doesn't matter how long. Love is love. That's all you need to know.
Yeah. So we'll probably celebrate our pseudo anniversary at the same time. So we'll probably just have dinner and keep things pretty low key.
It's beautiful.
We're still kind of on the clock since it's the middle of the season. So we can't get too wild and crazy.
Yeah. But I, before we get to KMM and T-Bone, I love Thanksgiving. Well, I wish it wasn't. During week 13 or whatever. But I love the spirit of Thanksgiving so much more than Christmas. There's a lot of pressure with Christmas. You got to get people gifts. You got to, there's a lot of commercialization of Christmas. Thanksgiving, you're just sitting around. You're eating some bird. You're sharing what you're thankful for. And I think that's nice, man. So I'm more of a Thanksgiving than a Christmas guy. And that might be kind of a spicy
take. That's crazy. Then again, I haven't spent Thanksgiving with my family since before I went to college. So
same.
It's been like 10 plus years since I've been with my family for Thanksgiving. So the holiday has kind of taken on a different meaning for me. It's more about, friends and football and food than it is for family, which
that's what I'm saying. But it's not about it's about those special, I feel like there's just less pressure involved.
Sure,
you know what
but I mean? I guess that makes me appreciate Christmas so much more because I have gone to see my family for Christmases. And, when you go to school out of state, I mean, which you guys did too, like I couldn't go home for Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Yeah,
so
you
it was can, one
you
or the
pick.
Other.
You got to
yeah.
pick.
So, I spent a lot of Thanksgivings at a lot of different friends' houses.
Sure. KMN, what are you doing for Thanksgiving? I know you got a special meal you were telling me you're gonna chef up.
This will be my first time cooking Thanksgiving for myself.
Wow. Wow.
Oh, you're going to record this,
No. I'm just trying to get a teaser. You know, we're all about teasing the pod. So if you look at now, I got to start a new clip.
Well.
So selfish.
I did make Thanksgiving for myself a few years ago. It was a very lonely and sad Thanksgiving. I won't bum everybody out with the details of that. But this Thanksgiving, Angela and I will be having a Thanksgiving of our own at my casa. And I'm going to try to make rack of lamb.
Mm.
Yeah, I didn't want to get a whole bird. I don't feel like roasting a whole bird is good for two people. We won't go through that. You know, I mean, we have leftovers for weeks, but
and
rack
you're gonna
of
be gone
lamb
too.
Yeah, I'm going to be gone. Rack of lamb was the first available meat that caught our eye. So I was like,
and you've never made lamb in any capacity.
No, okay. I've never attempted to make rack of lamb.
You have
before.
A backup?
Nope. Sure don't. Hope Domino's is open in case it falls through. But we're going to have plenty of fixins and whatnot. And
so do you go lamb and then more traditional in terms of the sides and
things
of that nature?
Yeah, stuffing, you know, some salads, some breads, some things of that nature, some pumpkin pie.
Mm.
Yeah. I don't really know if pumpkin pie complements lamb at all. But
what a flavor profile you're
building
you're chasing.
Up. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you know, maybe it becomes my own tradition, right? You know, my family
has the
halibut tradition. Maybe I'd really knock this out of the park and make rack of lamb for years to come.
That'll be a very pricey tradition, though, as your family grows at some point when you're cooking lamb for 25 people.
Dude, cooking halibut for a lot of people is very expensive, too.
Must be nice.
Weird flex.
Yeah. I'm not the one buying it. It's just like the treat, you know? You gotta do what you can to feed the family,
you
right?
You guys might be doing all right, but you don't have halibut Thanksgiving money.
Trav, pick it up because
yeah,
now I'm getting roasted.
To Bone, you go
well,
more traditional.
I'm more,
right,
yeah,
right?
I'm more traditional, yeah. So we're actually cooking a turkey, 25 pounds, I think.
That's
what
a
we
good
got.
Bird. That's
yeah.
a good bird.
You would be the kind of guy that would know the poundage.
Well, I was there when
important.
We bought it,
yeah,
so I know the tag. I was looking at the tag.
And when you're cooking a bird, right, you need to know how much
you
it weighs.
You need to know
because
we needed to start defrosting it a certain day, and
it's going
to take
process.
A long time. And then we're taking it to Danny's grandparents' house, and so hopefully it all goes well.
How many people will be attending your 25-pound
can I get? Can I guess? Do you know?
I actually don't know. So
I'm trying to
guess.
Think for a 25-pound bird. It's a big bird. I would say maybe like 18?
I want to say it's like 14.
14?
Yeah.
How many pounds of bird will you consume alone?
I don't know.
You're a big bird guy, right?
You big like turkey. I could eat this meal every day.
See, I like Thanksgiving once a year. I look forward to it once a year, but
you
I don't
go to Boston Market.
But
you can.
No, shout out Harry's Hofbräu that closed down in San Jose. That was the place where you could get Thanksgiving dinner every day.
Where is Boston Market around here?
There's a Boston Market at Fruitvale Station across from the GameStop right next to the Starbucks.
Oh,
and near
Popeye's
in that
little
Popeye's.
Yeah.
Any other names we could throw out there?
Yeah, there's an AutoZone.
You feel like
been there.
We drop enough people's names, enough businesses' names, someone you think would give us like $20, right? Like, hey, guys, we appreciate the free pub. Here's a promo code.
I don't know why you don't try to get this sponsored by Suavecito.
Bro, we're trying.
Or
man.
GQ
I'm trying.
Box.
Or GQ Box. Walks on our making. I think we're making some good headway in the GQ Box. For those of you unfamiliar with the GQ Box, head on over to @MG. What's your Instagram name? Is it at Matt Walks?
It's at Matt Walks, but I feel hesitant merging my personal Instagram with my Raiders persona, but oh well.
That's kind of what we've done, unfortunately. I mean, that's who we are. What can you do? But
embrace it. Embrace the people. Embrace
yeah,
the nation.
Yeah, let them into your life,
yeah,
man.
Just pull back
let
the curtain a little bit.
Let them in.
I feel very Larry David-esque, but the people aren't for me.
Oh, boy.
Yeesh.
All right, that's going to get taken out of context.
Walks. The people are not for me, he says.
You guys know what I mean. You don't need hundreds of random people following you on Instagram. It's too much sometimes.
You could be grateful and thank them for, you know, caring enough about your life.
I don't think they really care about my life.
They care enough to check it out.
As many Thanksgivings are occurring, this is getting dark too. This is getting. I wanted Friendsgiving to be happy, and we're taking a sour turn.
No. Look, I love social media, but it's not real, guys.
Well, yes, we all know it's not real.
Fugazi, it's pixie dust. It's all floating around
Fugazi.
Us.
It's neither here, it's neither there. It's very ethereal.
I don't mean to bring the mood down, though.
Can I share something that scares me? And I would like to finish up with talking about
what we're actually thankful for. Yeah.
I'm scared a little bit about our return trip home from Kansas City. As KMM knows, I spent a lot of time looking at the weather patterns. And
he does. He sent me a foliage map a couple weeks ago, too.
Because you asked. Did you not ask for that? I wouldn't say I asked,
but I wondered. I was curious.
No, but you had brought it up to me. You asked me. You said,
foliage map?
I was curious, like, where, like, what parts leaves turn and things like that. And Eddie somehow knew of a foliage map.
No, let me 30-second rewind. Do we have money for that sound effect, Trav?
No, I don't.
All right, I'll do it myself. So, we were discussing foliage.
Yeah.
And you said, oh, boy. I'm interested where the leaves are kind of peaking, and I filed that away. And the next morning, as I was watching the news,
what I woke up to,
Al Roker.
No, it was before Al Roker. I sent that to 5:50 something like that.
I woke up to a foliage map,
but it was on TV and they were discussing it. So I took a picture and I sent it to you because I thought you would get some good information.
I really did. I appreciate that he was thinking of me. And
what did you learn?
It was cool in the moment, but like it was just mainly a map of like what's, you know, where, like you said, where the leaves are peaking. So I got to see it. A lot of South Bay.
It was like more your neck of the woods.
Yeah.
Things we kind of overpeaked.
I thought this was like a
North
national
Bay.
View.
Yeah, no, it was just
local,
of California.
Just local.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're definitely peaking in my house. Yeah, they're all over the place.
Yeah, see, people care about foliage. I'ma say it. But anyways, to get back to the original point, I spent a lot of time looking at the weather patterns. We had just a hellish storm last night here, but I'm a little nervous. We're going to have a nice, smooth trip to Kansas City, as smooth as it can be, because as you know, our descent into Kansas City, regardless of time, year, whatever, is just very scary.
Well, plus we have to fly over Denver, which that's always rocky.
Yeah, Denver is, oh gosh. Shout out to
pun intended.
Shout out to our brother Phil Milani out there in Denver doing God's work. But yeah, I hate flying over Denver. But when we come back, it's supposed to be pretty nasty here. And as you all know, I get a little squirrely during turbulence on the plane.
There's nothing better than the vintage Eddie Pascal. Three rows up, things get rocky, and the
look
the
back.
Head turn.
Yeah. And he just shakes his head. Yeah.
And then I tighten my seatbelt.
White knuckling the armrest.
I actually have like a playlist that I turn on when there's turbulence. Yeah, to try to help me.
What is it?
To soothe me. It's a lot of Drake. It's a lot of sad Drake.
We should put some Doobie Brothers or Eagles on there or something.
You know what? Speaking of the Doobies, though, I was driving into work this morning. I was listening to Sirius. And the Doobies are taking over.
Yes, I was going to tell you that. I heard that.
And so they're talking about, oh, they're taking over this weekend. And the little tagline just goes, SiriusXM is thankful for the Doobie Brothers.
They're going on tour in
2020. They are in 2020. I know. We got to go. Got to check that out.
I don't get nervous with turbulence because, A, there's nothing I can do about it.
Well, sure. Yeah.
And, B, if God forbid the plane goes down, at least I've gone down with my friends.
That's a good way of thinking about it. You know, truthfully, when I get on planes, anytime I fly, I reach a point mentally where I'm at peace, where I'm like, if this is my last flight, then so be it. Like, honestly, like, I know that's dark, but that's how I approach every flight. It's like,
it's my time.
I'm at a place in my life where, like, I'm content.
What if you don't want to die? Like, I'm not at a place in my life where I'm content going.
I mean, I don't want to die right now, but, like, you just got to be at peace. You got to accept the facts, brother. You've lived a good life. You've been the face of Raiders.com for many years now. You've got a beautiful fiance and a little happy dog.
Why would I want to leave then?
It's been good to this point.
But
you know?
I mean, think about like driving to work every day. I mean, they always say like you're more likely to die.
How mad would you be though if they used a bad photo of you for your memorial?
Well, that's another thing.
You had
a bad
hair day in the photo.
Think about
this.
You'd
haunt them.
If we go down and we're flying on the team charter, we are not headlining that. that news. You know what I mean? It's Gruden and Derek and Josh, all those guys. We're like not even a footnote. It would be like they would list out all the other like 53 guys on the roster and seven support staff, or that's what it would be.
I've thought about that before too. Like if we were to go down over the water or something, or like in the mountains, the first people that they're saving aren't us. The coaching staff or whoever's on like the fire department, whoever shows up, we're getting left on the plane. Like, sir, you're gonna have to stay in your seat for the time. We got to get everybody else off the plane first.
And there's no children, so it's not like the children would go first. You know what I mean? Like, there's no kids that fly with us.
Sure.
Yeah, we'd be in a tough spot if we went down. Before we get out of here, we got to go around the circle. We got to do twofold. One, what are you thankful for about the 2019 Oakland Raiders? And what are you thankful for in your own personal life? We'll go rapid fire. KMM, I'll start with you.
Oh, boy. I knew it was going to be me first. I'm thankful that I've surrounded myself in my life with loved ones and people who are like-minded, have similar morals and values that I have. It's nice to feel the love, you know, and be around people who are genuine and authentic.
Are you crying?
No. And then with the Oakland Raiders, I am thankful that we are 6-5, have a winning record, and have exceeded expectations, I would say. Even at this point, you know, at week 13, still a lot of ball games left to play. But I think coming into this year, a lot of people doubted us. And with the way the season started, with all the drama and nonsense.
Road trip as well.
I'm thankful that we've passed through the storm, so to speak. And there's light peeking through, just coming through the clouds.
Saying hello.
Yep.
Beautiful. T-Bone?
Personally, I'm thankful for all you guys and, you know, my family, of course, because, you guys basically are family.
I know,
we see each other more than, you know, our own families. Oakland Raiders, I'm thankful for the rookie class.
Oh, yeah. Got to be thankful for them.
Very thankful for them.
Very thankful.
The Grudog and Mayock for
thank you,
teaming up together to get those guys.
A true dynamic duo. Man, that's beautiful stuff. What am I thankful for in my own personal life? Well, I'm thankful for many things. We're all blessed. Hashtag blessed. But yeah, I'm thankful. It's been a good year. Everyone's healthy, happy, and I get to see you guys every day, which is nice. Makes we're going to work a lot easier. Yeah, I'm just thankful for that. You know, is that the rains? Have the rains come?
Oh boy.
But yeah, I'm thankful for all that. I'm thankful for all the cliche stuff. Happy, healthy. We got a good thing going here. And I look forward to it continuing. The Oakland Raiders, what am I thankful for? Very similar to KMM, I'm thankful that we've weathered this storm. I'm thankful that we had the start of the season that we did. We had this incredibly ridiculous road trip. Thank you, Goodell. That was great. I'm thankful for all that. And we've somehow, some way, are still in contention. We're playing meaningful football in December. And for a young team that has its best days, its best months, its best years ahead of it, I'm thankful that, as Kyle said, we've exceeded expectations and we have a chance. If we can take down the mighty Chiefs in Kansas City on Sunday, we are right back in the thick of things, baby. And if you would have told us 6 months ago that that's where we were going to be, I don't know if anyone here would have believed you. But that's the reality that we're playing in. That's the reality that we're living in. And that is pretty cool.
Yeah, you guys took all the good stuff already. I'm thankful for how delicious this green bean casserole is. I'm thankful for my health, the health of my loved ones. And I'm reminded of a post on the Raiders subreddit. Shout out to good people at the Raiders subreddit that I saw yesterday that said, hardest schedule, most travel miles, 6-week road trip, no AB, no Abram, no Gucci, no Markel, no Vontez, no Arden, no Garyon, no Carl, over 500. And that's pretty incredible at this stage in the game. And I'm really, really excited to see what the rookie class does as they season into vets.
Yeah, it's going to be exciting, man. And I know it's easy to kind of kick us when we're down after last week's humiliation, and it was a humiliation. But, I mean, you look at the totality of 2019, and I think you're being asinine, you're being frivolous, you're living in a frivolous world if you don't have a green arrow up you know what I'm saying, next to the Raiders right now. Last week was bad. It was not good. There's no one here that's going to tell you, oh, don't worry about it. It wasn't too bad. It was pretty crummy. But if you look at the full picture, if you look at, like you said, Walks, the rookie class, out of all the guys who have gone down this year, of the future of this team, of when, how we're sitting right now, the day before Thanksgiving, I take it, man. I take it. You're playing meaningful ball at the end of the year, and for a team, like I said, ascending, and who, you know, we haven't gotten to where we want just yet, I like it, man. You got to feel good. You got to feel good. And on that note, I hope everyone else here feels good. I hope you guys have a nice, warm, lubricated Thanksgiving. Everyone's celebrating life, the things that you're thankful for. And Producer Trav, we are back to normal business next week, correct?
Correct.
So we are here next Thursday. Love it. Well, we're out of here. We are off to celebrate Kansas City. Well, hopefully we're celebrating in Kansas City, but we're off to celebrate Thanksgiving. So for Eddie Pascal, Producer Trav, the great KMM, Engineer Jim, and Social Czar Matt Walks, this has been Upon Further Review. And next week, you will see us at our normal time, our normal place. Let's go get those Chiefs.
Thanks for listening to this edition of Upon Further Review on the Raiders Podcast Network.